If you're in the market for a large piece of land near the coast, say a quarter of the size of Wake County, then you really have only one option. 80,000 acres, pristine coastal pine forest, abundant wildlife. And what a location, adjacent to the Croatan National Forest, just a stone's throw from the beach. There's only one problem, says NC State forestry professor Fred Cubbage.
The Hoffman's a great place. It's wonderful. I mean, it's a hellhole, but everybody should have an opportunity to go down there and learn what forestry is really about.
Okay, that's two problems for a buyer. Much of it's swampland, and it's already being used to educate foresters. But NC State and Chancellor Randy Woodson have decided, after almost a century of selling timber and training future foresters, that Hoffman Forest has more value as a real estate asset.
And that's a hard thing to ignore for a college that's trying to support its faculty and its students, and doing so in an environment where funding from the state has been increasingly difficult to come by.
And what an asset it might be. The Hoffman Forest has been appraised at around $120 million. That would quintuple the endowment for the NC State Natural Resources Foundation, the 501c3 organization that owns the forest. That means more money for research, scholarships, and other support. The foundation also says any sale would include a provision that forestry students still have access. Despite its value, the Natural Resources Foundation was always adamant about not selling the forest. But in the last 5 years, seats on the board once held by foresters and faculty have gone to timber and paper executives. The foundation board voted unanimously earlier this year to sell the forest and is now in negotiations behind closed doors with at least one prospective buyer. The clandestine process is necessary, says Woodson.
Well, it's a good process because we wouldn't be able to sell a piece of property of this magnitude and have the kind of buyers that are interested in it if it was a public bidding process.
No sale! No way! Hoffman Forest got to stay!
The sale of Hoffman Forest has drawn forestry students and faculty out of the woods and into a political and economic fight they are destined to lose. They trade rumors on the prospective buyer. One heard it's a corn farmer from the Midwest. Someone else heard it's a timber company. Whoever it is, the foresters don't like what's happening.
Hoffman Forest got to stay! You guys think of something better? Please let me know.
It's a very polite protest and draws a few curious looks from the members of the Board of Trustees who peek out of the Park Alumni Center windows in between meetings. Fred Cubbage, the forestry professor, explains what the school will lose when Hoffman Forest is sold.
What they lose is those opportunities and really the freedom to come and go on a forest and visit, you know, with your colleagues and with your own management team that knows our purpose, you know, education, research, and demonstration. So largely we're losing the three legs of the land-grant institution on that forest.
It's hardly just the floppy hat and khaki-wearing foresters who oppose this sale. A group with a much different agenda, the Onslow County Board of Commissioners, has passed a resolution against the sale, despite the obvious tax windfall that would come their way if a huge piece of previously untaxed land suddenly became taxable. Jeffrey Hudson, the Onslow County manager, told TV station WCTI that closing the Hoffman Forest would likely impact nearby military bases. They use the forest for low-flight helicopter and night vision goggle training.
And with another federal round of base realignment and closure on the horizon, now is not the time to endanger even a small part of the military training mission.
The various resolutions and protests are likely to fall on deaf ears. NC State officials say a deal to sell Hoffman Forest will likely be finalized in the next several months and could be voted on by the Board of Trustees in September. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.